Hi, Kate. Hi, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on your acting the past 6 months. Do you feel with Abigail? Oh, it's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, when I was on Twitter, I asked people to give me questions for you, and everybody said, please tell her we think her acting has been superb lately. So.
Oh, wow, that's so great to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you feel with Abigail having big storylines lately that you've kicked it up a notch?
Yeah, I really do. I think I feel very honored that the writers have given me some more difficult, substance-wise, difficulty in their storylines. I think it's a real honor to have that.
You've been doing a lot of great work with Matt Ashford. How did Jack's return in Abby's life affect her?
Well, I think that it's she's so torn. She wants her dad in her life so badly because they were closer than, you know, he was the closest person that she's ever had. And then when he left, that's why it was so hurtful. So he left, and she sort of built up these this wall of Jericho, if you will, around her heart, and really just took care of herself, took care of her mom. You know, we don't need our dad. And then when he came back, it was so shocking and so hurtful because he just assumed that, you know, they could pick up where they left off. So I think right now they're both working really hard to try to find an even playing field that they can work on together. You know, he really feels like she's still this young girl because he hasn't been there in her life while she's made all these grown-up transitions. And Abby feels like she wants her dad, but at the same time, you know, she also is an adult, and they are going to have a different relationship than they had before.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, Abby was for her mother to stay with Daniel. Now that Abby's starting to reconcile more with her dad, and even though it hasn't been shown lately, is Abby still on the Daniel bandwagon for her mom?
You know, I don't know. I think that it's so difficult. She really wanted her mom to be happy, and that, you know, is the most important thing for her, but it took her a long time to get there and realize that maybe her mom's happiness means her being with Jack, when part of, you know, of course, Abby loves Daniel, and she loves that he, you know, she really loved their relationship. He was mm-hmm. such a good guy, and she finally found the one man who could really stick around for her and be there for her, and she found what she deserved. But you know, as a young girl, it's hard to see that sometimes the history and, you know, all of the, you know, they were married, she and Jack, so that sort of outweighs all this amazing, wonderful chemistry she has with Daniel, and that's a hard thing to come to terms with, especially when she feels like Jack has been so uninvolved in their lives, and part of why she wants her mom to be with Daniel is, you know, a little bit of revenge, I think, too.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. And about Abby's brother, I know everybody gets asked that, but is there any JJ sightings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are.
Oh, no, I was just saying about JJ. I don't know. I mean, we talk about JJ right now. The last we spoke about JJ, he was in the Swiss Alps, and he was skiing and hanging out with his friends, and you know, I have no idea whether or not JJ will be a prominent character on the show in the future, but mm-hmm. I will say that for me, you know, he's a very real part of my family, and the way Abigail makes sense of it is he's had a really difficult time as well with the brokenness that our family experienced when my dad left, and mm-hmm. He's in Europe, and he's trying to sort of make his own way because it's too painful for him to come back to Salem. So that's why I think, you know, he's not back yet.
Oh, that's an interesting point of view. I like to hear that. And I remember Matthew was joking. He thought maybe JJ was a terror, and they actually have him in reform school. They're not telling anybody.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I thought that was a cute theory. Lisa from Wisconsin was wondering about your lip gloss and what brand you use and what color.
Oh, on the show? Or?
Yes, or I believe in the show, yeah.
No. My lips are perpetually chapped, and my makeup artist will be the first one to tell you that. So I make sure I put Vaseline on it every single night, and then in the morning I try and do a very light lip color and then lip liner, and then I just use Rosebud Salve. I try and keep it very light.
Oh, okay, thank you. Everyone that wants to know your thoughts on Abby's crush on Austin, it is normal. It's normal for someone Abby's age to have a crush, but Austin being married and all that. Do you think Abby's taken her crush a little bit too far?
I think that Abigail is going through something so profound where she feels like love is always associated with loss. You know, her father leaves her. She fell in love with Chad. He's, you know, now in love with her best friend. And, you know, she goes for this older man who, you know, she really feels like Austin represents what she needs in her life to be okay. You know, he is stable. He's a good thought. He's a good, a good husband. He is a smart man, you know, all these things that she feels like if she could just have Austin, then, you know, she would be okay. And maybe it's taking her to these places where she acts a little bit uncharacteristically, but that's only because she has this deep, deep-rooted desire to have stability for herself.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the long-term fans, I don't remember exactly what was going on with Austin and Jennifer. They definitely were coworkers and friends, but there always was maybe a little bit of chemistry between the two of them. And I think someone even pointed out, I think Austin babysat baby Abigail at one point. So I think that's what.
Yeah, yes, he did, and he also donated. It's so funny because no one remembered this. I'm sure the writers knew this obviously intentionally, but the cast never thought of this. And when I found out about the storyline with Austin, I researched their history, and somebody online had written about how I had no idea, but Austin actually gave Abby a bone marrow transplant when she was a young girl, and mm-hmm. that's what I really use as the fuel to feel like he's a part of me, we belong together. So that was an interesting little finding I found in my research.
Oh, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that you researched the Austin-Jennifer connection. And, yeah, I remember Abigail was a sick baby. I didn't quite remember that part either, but Austin donated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Carrie, if we can just start wrapping it up, please.
Okay, sure. Oh, I wanted to mention you were on the cover of Life and Dog magazine recently. Yeah, so would you like to tell us anything about your dog?
Life and Dog magazine, first of all, is such a terrific, it's such an amazing magazine. It has the best articles about, like, that really can help you, and not just about dogs, but about, like, living with dogs and, you know, all these, it's just, I cannot say enough good things about that magazine, but it was my first cover, and it was such a great experience, and I'm on it with my littlest dog, Layla May. She's a Bichon Poodle, and we had a great time, and I believe the magazine was supposed to come out in January, but it's pushed to the middle because it's now going to be released in Barnes & Noble, so hopefully everyone can go get a copy, and I have a little article in there and some questions about Layla, and it was a really fun experience for me.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Maya.
Thanks, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.